Hello, we will talk today about the problem of engineering education in India. And the title of my talk is Where Will We Get Engineers to Build India? Recently, we hired a PhD from one of the top IITs to work on a hardware-oriented project in our institute. He was totally ignorant and out of his depth about engineering with no hands-on experience. But being a smart person, he learned to work with his hands. However, the greatest shortcoming we found in him was his lack of imagination and inability to think on his feet and to create solutions for solving real-life problems. This was partly because his thesis work was in applied engineering mathematics. This is what is happening in IITs and other top engineering colleges of India, where the PhD students are mostly working on very theoretical problems and are thus becoming really applied mathematicians rather than engineers. It is not the students' fault because such problems are suggested by the professors. Besides postgraduates, IITs are producing undergraduate engineers who only know how to pass exams with very little hands-on experience of real-life engineering problems. By getting such theoretical training, the students' analytical skills may be getting enhanced, but they lose vital touch with reality. As one of the professors from an IIT told me, they seem to be teaching undergraduates to prepare them to get admission into M.Tech program and teach M.Techs to get into a PhD, after which they ultimately join IITs and different colleges to teach again the same theoretical and applied mathematics type of material. They seem to be following the Kabir's saying, Andhe andha thelia dono ko padan. A blind leading a blind makes both fall into a well. So what is the present scenario? To build a great country and become Atmanirbhar Bharat, as our Prime Minister Modi puts it, we need great engineers who will do excellent R&D in hardware engineering and solve problems which are unique to India, rather than solving some esoteric United States or Western world problems. Since most of the engineering teaching is geared to make the students pass exams and become applied mathematicians, the students end up taking jobs in companies focused on software, data analysis, banking sector, stock exchanges, and similar activities. And these are far removed from hardcore engineering. In fact, this year, about 70% of M.Tech students in one of the leading IITs have taken up jobs in software companies. This sorry situation in engineering education is not the students' fault, but a skewed and a faulty education system which focuses only on the numbers. For example, a professor gets promotion based on the number of papers in prestigious journals, doing the most esoteric work which is far removed from reality, and the number of M.Tech and PhD students he or she has guided. The quality of work or how it will help the country is never in the picture. Thus, there is no professor to teach any hardware-oriented material. Generally, in a country where there is a very big project for R&D, M.Tech and PhD production is useful. In India, there are very few avenues for M.Tech and PhDs to be employed in hardcore engineering. Besides, the government of India also gives very little money for such R&D projects. Hence, one cannot understand why we produce so many M.Tech and PhD graduates. No wonder they end up doing non-core engineering jobs. Students who do not get paying jobs opt to get M.Tech and PhD from IITs, since such a degree is a passport for getting high-paying jobs. Also, M.Tech and PhD students are presently given very handsome fellowships in these institutes, and the life in IIT and other engineering colleges, other good engineering colleges, hostels, nowadays is very enjoyable with good food, pleasant living conditions, and excellent extracurricular activities. No wonder quite a few PhD students get their PhDs in 7 to 8 years in these institutes. There could be other reasons for this long PhD duration, but the nice living conditions and stress-free environment helps in extending the time they take for getting their PhDs. Recently, there is a window of hope in the startup ecosystem that is being spearheaded by IITs and other college graduates. India today boasts of having the third largest number of startups in the world. However, more than 80% of them are e-commerce and apps-based ones, with less than 20% in really hardcore engineering or agri-tech sector. Besides, they are not doing very well. This number has to increase and nurtured by different forces for Atmanirbhar Bharat. So what can be done to improve the situation? Basically, we live in a society where the focus is only money. Hence, the students opt for the highest paying jobs, which are in non-core and software sector. This is further exacerbated by low availability of well-paying jobs in hardcore engineering, either in government or private companies. That is because there is hardly any culture of R&D in Indian industrial ecosystem. What happens as R&D in these companies is very superficial, with minor improvements in the existing product for which they do not need M.Tech or PhD students. The R&D culture of US and other Western nations, and now that of Asian countries like South Korea, Taiwan, or China, needs to be adopted in India. This requires massive increase in R&D funding in India. Presently, it is less than 0.7% of GDP and is one of the lowest in the world. By comparison, South Korea spends 4.81% of its GDP on R&D. After all, the modern civilization is an outcome of excellent R&D, and hence to become a great nation, we need to increase it. Absorption of increased R&D budgets will require an overhaul of engineering curriculum. Some of the approaches could be sound hands-on and experimental projects and courses to be introduced in undergraduate curriculum. More focus on designing interesting and useful experiments and performing them. More courses to be taught in humanities is also teaching ethics of work. This will give the engineers well-rounded education besides making them aware that money is not everything in life. Focus should be there on recruitment of professors who have few years of industrial experience. Most of the faculty presently is composed of recently passed M.Tech and PhD graduates who are trained in applied mathematics. There is also a need to have a one-year project in undergraduate degree program which helps the students to work on real-life challenges. Both theoretical and experimental work needs to be done in these projects. Undergraduate students are smart, and if the professors and the system expects them to solve real-life problems, they can do it. We have seen many times in our institute that the raw engineering students who joined us learned to do the work with their hands because it was expected from them. Naturally, this requires good teachers and lots of efforts on their part to devise curriculum to focus on solving real problems. For students, it will also be more enjoyable than passing the boring exams and quizzes. The curriculum change will not take place from inside the system. There are too many vested interests involved. IITs have tremendous autonomy and flexibility in making the curriculum. However, it has not done so to create engineers who will make the country Atmanirbhar. Thus, I feel it has to be prodded from the top. That is the Government of India. Therefore, there is a need to create a task force to affect such curriculum changes by having knowledgeable people in it from academia, corporates, and civil society. And keeping in mind the autonomy and the flexibility that the IITs have enjoyed, I feel that if the students will do hands-on experience work in their undergraduate, and even if they do not get a job which exposes them to real life problems, this will be a training of the mind, because engineering is a training of the mind. And if they do work with their hands, then it will enhance this training. Thank you very much.